You think it's a game room that is now right?
And right now, ladies and gentlemen, we bring you something new in modern music.
If it's Five Bells on a Sunday, it's Great Songs About Nothing Good on WMFO in Medford. I'm Greg Zapata, and that was Ike and Tina Turner with Nutbush City Limits. Tina Turner passed away this week, and it's a damn shame for all involved. But if there's any consolation, it's that she outlived Ike. There's an old story about after World War II, Groucho Marx was a part of the armed forces, you know, USO kind of visiting trip to Germany, and he went to a town in the Soviet... in the Soviet controlled section of Berlin, of Germany, looking for the village where his family had come from. And of course, the village was no more. And all and all of the Jewish cemetery was uprooted and paved over. And so Groucho Marx went to East Berlin to the pile of rubble that marked Hitler's former bunker and did what he could do, and he danced to Charleston on Hitler's final resting place. And I hope that Tina Turner got to do the same thing at some point, because at least she outlived Ike, and I hope she danced on his grave at one point. But she was much more than Ike Turner. She had her own truly astounding career, which we will give a glimpse at. I'm going to play another Ike and Tina Turner song, though, because it is one of my favorites, and then we're going to get into the real Tina Turner solo stuff, the hit that relaunched her career, and one of my favorite Bond songs. Probably top three. Goldfinger is definitely number one, and probably Skyfall is in number three. And number two, Tina Turner's contribution to the Bond canon? Well, you'll have to stick around and find out.
When I was a little girl, I had a rag doll, only doll I ever owned. Now I love you just the way I love that rag doll, but only now my love has grown. And it gets
react. that it's only the thrill of boy meeting girl while possess a trap. It's physical, only logical. You must try to ignore that it means more than. I've got cause to be. There's a name for it. There's a phrase that fits. But whatever the reason, you do it for me. Oh, what's love got to do? It's got to do with it.
You'll never know girls, they gather around him. If I had him, I wouldn't let him out. Golden eye, not lace or leather. Golden chain, take him to the spot. Golden eye, I'll show him forever. It'll take forever to see what I. Shadows as a child. You'll never know how it feels to get so close and be denied. It's a gold and honey trap I got for you tonight. Revenge, it's a kiss this time.
The late, great Tina Turner with GoldenEye, the film that relaunched the Bond, what do you call it? The thing, the content that we all love. It relaunched the Bond, series, and that came out in 1995, 10 years after Private Dancer, so that proved 10 years after her own relaunch, Tina Turner could still draw proper attention and give as good as she got. And GoldenEye, I will say that's probably number two Bond theme for me, behind of course Goldfinger and just above Skyfall. Now, no disrespect to Live and Let Die, I've seen it performed twice, it's a fine song, but my god, that movie just stinks out loud. And before GoldenEye we had What's Love Got to Do with It from the aforementioned Private Dancer, and River Deep, Mountain High by Ike and Tina Turner from the album of the same name. And we started off with Nutbush City Limits, a song that Tina Turner co-wrote about her upbringing. And she really was, a triple threat. She was a great performer, of course, but she's also no slouch when it came to songwriting, Nutbush City Limits, and was a damn fine actress as well. She was great in Thunderdome, and really the only thing of, the only her part in the movie was the only part of merit in the film adaptation of The Who's Tommy album. There is no reason to see that movie besides that, unless you want to see Anne Margaret in a bathtub full of beans, which some of you might. I'm not going to judge. Coming up, I'm going to play a number by Gil Scott-Heron and Brian Jackson from 1985. It was a very, 1981. And from the Willing album. And was it a Willing album? Let's double check the list. Yes, it was the Willing album. But before that, Blur have a new song out, and they have a new album coming our way. So here's one from the here's a new one from Blur from the album going to be released next month, I believe. And the album is the Ballad of Darren. And I very much like this new single, and I hope you will too. And then we'll get into Gil Scott-Heron and Brian Jackson.
Looked in the mirror, so many people standing there. I walked towards them into the floodlights. I heard no echo, there was distortion everywhere. I felt my ego, I felt rebuttal standing there.
transcendence. It played in mono, painted blue. You were the Piero, I was the dark room. I'm the shining light in your eyes. You probably shine it back. I saw the solstice, the service station on the road. I took the acid under the white horses. My heart it quicker, I could not tear myself.
Waiting on a line, it ain't nothing but market time. The birds.
That's not the birds.
Okay, listen to this one.
I don't care how many letters they sent. The morning came, the morning went. Pack up your money, pick up your tent. You ain't going nowhere.
See, it is the birds. They're doing Dylan.
It can't be the birds. Play another tune.
They'll gather around me, children.
It's the birds, all right.
Nah, that ain't the birds.
For their latest Columbia album, Sweetheart of the Rodeo, the birds take 11 trips to the country. Why not fly?
Flight so swift, rain won't lift, gate won't close, feelings froze. Get your mind. Winter time, you ain't going nowhere.
Ooh-wee, ride me high. Tomorrow's the day my bride's gonna come. Oh, oh, are we gonna fly down in the easy chair?
I don't care how many letters they sent. The morning came, the morning went. Pack up your money, pick up your tent. Ain't going nowhere. And a gun that shoots, tailgates and substitutes. Strap yourself to a tree with roots. You ain't going nowhere. Could not keep all his kings supplied to sleep. We'll climb that hill no matter how steep when we get up to it.
Ride me high, tomorrow's the day. My pride's gonna come.
knew him well. It was in the town of Shawnee on a Saturday afternoon. His wife beside him in a wagon as into town they rode. Then along come a deputy sheriff in a manner rather rude, using vulgar words of language his wife she overheard. Then pretty boy grabbed the log chain, the deputy grabbed a gun, and in the fight that followed he laid that deputy down. Crime in Oklahoma was added to his name. He ran through the trees and bushes on the Canadian River shore, and many a starving farmer opened up his door. It was in Oklahoma City, it was on a Christmas day. Old Carlo with a letter that could say, you say that I'm an outlaw, you say that I'm a thief. We'll use Christmas dinner for the families on relief. As through this life you travel, you'll meet some funny men. Some will rob you with a six gun and some with a fountain pen. It's through this life you ramble, it's through this life you roam. You'll never see an outlaw take a family from your home.
At the very beginning, we had The Narcissist by Blur from their forthcoming album, The Ballad of Darren. And then we had Gil Scott-Heron and Brian Jackson with the song Willing from the 1980 album, 1980. And an album that's sadly out of print now because Gil Scott-Heron, like so many other artists, Captain Beefheart among them, did a lot of label hopping through the years. And so some stuff has just fallen out of availability. But it's still there on YouTube in a dub of questionable quality, like you just heard. But my God, what a song. We also had two from the Byrds, You Ain't Going Nowhere, and Pretty Boy Floyd by Bob Dylan and Woody Guthrie, respectively, from Sweetheart of the Rodeo, along with a radio spot to promote the album that's part of the album's legacy release package. And this is King Tubby doing a take on Dave Brubeck's Take Five. And so let's look at let's have a scene report. Let's talk about shows that are coming up in the area, which you would do well to attend. So on June the 1st at O'Brien's, you'll have Pink Slip, third wave, perhaps even fourth wave ska favorites of ours. And then on the 24th, they'll be at Timberyard Brewing in East Brookfield, if you're ever out that way. 29th of June, they'll be at Deep Cuts, which I went to last night, new venue in Medford Square, fantastic place with fantastic food to boot. And they'll be with Jack Lights and Blame Whitman as supporting acts for the headliners Bad Idea USA. Then on the 23rd, they'll be at The Jungle. And on the 10th of June, there'll be Porch Fest in Malden. And then a week before that, which is a week from yesterday, yes, I'm getting that right, it'll be Porch Fest in Medford. And what did you know? That's the topic of this week's legally mandated PSA. Medford Porch Fest is coming June 3rd. At long last, the first ever Porch Fest here in WMFO's hometown of Medford hits porches, driveways, and yards around the city on Saturday, June 3rd. Rain date, Sunday, June 4th. Homes and businesses from around Medford will host live music performances from 12 noon to 5 p.m. free of charge and open to all. With a wide variety of acts spanning genres and neighborhoods, Porch Fest will bring the talent of our diverse city out into the open air while inviting neighbors out to meet, celebrate, and bring our city a little closer together. For more info, please visit medford.porchfest.info or Medford Porch Fest on Facebook or Instagram. A message from the Medford Porch Fest Organizing Committee and WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio. So you should get there. Lord knows I'll be there. And up next, I'm going to play a number from David Byrne's debut solo album, released right after he dismissed the Talking Heads without really consulting the other Talking Heads. It's from the album Rey Momo, his take on various Latin American sounds from Puerto Rico, Colombia, and any other Hispanoparlante points that you can think of. It's a very good album, and it's an album that my father has on CD, which is how I came to be aware of it. And in a retrospective, the Guardian newspaper said it was a cut above the rest. And you know what? You really can't disagree with that assessment, especially when you hear what's coming up. So coming up, we got a little bit of David Byrne for all of you.
Toy. Isn't plastic surgery wonderful? satellite secret national security. Turning journalists into heroes takes some doing.
Empire of the senseless.
Boring Ollie North down in the subway, dealing drugs and guns.
Empire of the senseless.
Turning little liars into heroes, it's what they've always done.
Empire of the senseless.
This song promotes homosexuality. It's in a pretended family relationship with the others on this record. And on the charts and on the jukebox and in the radio. And in the radio. Now, shh. Stay quiet. All unacceptable gropings have been removed from the screen. Only eyes full of unspeakable thoughts remain. And even the silent are now guilty in me. Sugar and margarine.
Empire of the senseless.
Bread, jam, groceries and lard. For the unsentimental. The men who like the lady hard. The men who like the hard lady. And you know, people are really rather afraid.
Empire.
Afraid of being swamped.
Empire of the senseless.
Afraid of being swamped by selfishness and greed.
Empire of the senseless. Empire of the senseless.
Power! after the show, a woman came backstage, burst through the door crying, said we need to do something. I nodded and felt helpless, like I often do. How do I put in words the hell we just went through? I am not a protest song, don't represent anyone, I don't even know myself. Savior with a solution, I'll give you my opinion, even though you never are. Drive home that night, I looked into my heart. What do I care about? What are the things I love? The clouds lay low, breathing the moon into the sky.
Song, if not to feel less alone, hold my hand.
We started off with David Byrne, the Dream Police, from 1989's Ray Momo, his first post-Talking Head solo album. Also from 1989, we had Mekon's Empire of the Senseless from Mekon's Rock and Roll. Harvey Danger with a cover of the English Beats Save It for Later from the 1999 album 200 Cigarettes, an ensemble movie that has a cast very much of its time. I'll just say that Kate Hudson is in it. Then we had Jen Cloher with Protest Song from their new album, I Am the River, The River Is Me, the title coming from a Maori proverb, and Cloher is Maori on their mother's side from New Zealand, and the title speaks to interconnectivity, humans, animals, earth, time, space, the whole bit. And that was The Hold City with For Boston, a bonus track originally for Boys and Girls in America, and that goes out to my friend Matt Baskin. Friend, and occasional guest of this show, whose birthday is tomorrow. So if you see Matt, give him a firm and silent handshake for his birthday. And that'll do it for us here on Great Songs But Nothing Good on WMFO in Medford. Tune in next week for more of the same, except slightly different.